And Ned Oliver is a reporter for the Virginia Mercury. He was at the Capitol yesterday. Ned, did it surprise you that there was an adjournment, what, really within 120 minutes of the gavel first falling at the Capitol yesterday?
Not entirely,
no?
Actually. So if you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said no, not at all. Things got a little more confusing the day before when it looked like Senator Tommy Norman might have come to an agreement to support some of the proposals Democrats wanted, including banning guns in pretty much all publicly owned buildings. That fell apart.
Well, what was that? We didn't talk about it a lot on the show yesterday because I thought, is this guy trying to show how extreme legislation could get if Democrats take charge? Or is he serious that this is a proposal that he would indeed support?
Well, members of his own caucus were confused. Senator Bill Stanley from Franklin threatened to resign his leadership post in the caucus. He's the Senate majority whip over that. Norment has, as he said, done stuff like this before. He said he sounded a little sheepish, honestly, but he kind of walked it back and told reporters in this quote, I'll just read it, in this theater of politics, I had some Machiavellian thoughts. And as you said, he thought he was drafting legislation that would seem too extreme and, quote, thought perhaps the administration might bite on that. I think it backfired for him. The Virginia Citizens Defense League sent thousands of people to complain to him. I mean, no one really understood what he was getting at, basically, but it did lead to some, at least on my part, I thought, oh, maybe that some people are going to come to the table here on some of these things.
Yeah, I think the Second Amendment groups that really have put a lot of votes and a lot of money behind Republican candidates are going to ask for some clarity about whether this was some kind of bungled political show or whether, you know, he really is kind of wishy-washy on this issue. I think they've got to get some clarity on that.
And he really wouldn't say after he said, you know, it was a ploy. I asked him, would you support any version of this kind of legislation? And he wouldn't say he and I think this is a line we're going to hear from a lot of Republicans going forward. He wanted to wait and see what the Crime Commission would say about these different proposals, which kind of gets us to the how the day ended. Republicans had basically said, we're going to refer all of these bills and proposals for study by the State Crime Commission.
So what does that mean in a practical sense? And looking at the calendar between now and the elections in November, what does that mean?
I don't totally understand that yet, but the Crime Commission does a lot of detailed policy work for the General Assembly. Mm-hmm. So they're going to research some of these proposals. The response from Democrats has been, from what I've heard so far, is that a lot of these are pretty well-worn ideas. Universal background checks were a recommendation of the Virginia Tech panel. One gun a month was a policy that had been put in place and, you know, previously studied by the Crime Commission. Mm-hmm. They don't think the Crime Commission needs to study these things again. It's sort of unclear what the results of their work is going to look like at this point.
Who's on the commission? Is this a bipartisan or a nonpartisan group appointed by whom?
It's a bipartisan group controlled by the majority in the legislature. Mm-hmm. So there's a Republican chair, Mark Obenshain, representing the Senate, and Republican chair Rob Bell, delegate representing the House. But there are Democratic members on the commission, and then it also pulls in public safety experts from around the state. For instance, VCU's head of police, John Venuti, sits on it. Name that comes to mind immediately. There are a few other people in positions like that.
So my other question to you is, did you get to talk to the governor yesterday?
I did not. No.
I see Michael Martz from the Times-Dispatch. It looks like got a sit down with him, and he would be the first reporter that I think has talked to him. And you are at the Capitol on a regular basis. I'm surprised that he didn't have some sort of press avail so that you all could ask him questions, since this was all his great idea in the first place.
Yeah, the governor's office, as many politicians do, tends to hand out those kinds of availabilities on a specific basis with reporters that they're excited to work with for whatever reason.
Wouldn't you expect, though, after this, that under normal circumstances with, I hate saying normal governor, but let's just say under normal circumstances, that there would be some, I mean, most governors would rush to speak to the press and slam their political opponents for not taking votes. I'm surprised that didn't happen. What's your take on it?
I'm a little surprised he didn't hold a press conference, to be honest. It would have certainly been helpful. Instead, he sent out a fairly brief statement. Not much more I can say about that. I don't know how much of that has to do with the blackface scandal. He's pretty adept at this point. He has, you know, a one or two sentence response and sort of moves on pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much that plays into it, but
yeah. Well, I mean, it seems like, are you going to govern or are you not going to govern? I'm not going to put you on a spot, Ned, because I know you got to work with the guy and his staff. He was scheduled to be or should have been with us this afternoon or this morning from 9 to 10 for Ask the Governor. And this will be month 6 that he's dodged the calls from our callers. I just didn't know whether you and the press corps that work with him in an objective way on a regular basis without, you know, political commentary, whether he was snubbing you guys, too. So I appreciate the update. Ned Oliver, a reporter for the Virginia Mercury, who was at the Capitol yesterday and will continue to cover this. You're welcome anytime. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Bye.